Welcome to Real Fix Reviews Special Edition. We're like a book club for people who hate reading. This month, we're reviewing the movie Violence Voyager. And the director is, my humble apologies, I will not be able to pronounce this correctly, so I will not even remotely ruin your name. And here's the description of the movie. Following an end-of-term school ceremony, the American boy, Bobby, decides to go with his friend, Akun, into the mountains outside the village, to a place perfect for a secret base. On the way to the stop into a mysterious amusement park, they have fun there, but are attacked and cannot leave, falling in with some other children who are also lost there. They fend off another number of attackers and gradually learn the truth behind the facility. It was put there by a man, .. And this description, I'm pretty sure, gives most of the plot. Now, I have to be upfront with you guys. I only watched half of it because, well, you got to listen to this week's Mad Trio show in order to find out why we've been having issues. First thing to say is a lot of people will not like this particular art style.
You mean limited animation?
I'm sticking with art style. You're speaking with animation. But yeah.
It's actually called limited animation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not a lot of people like this. There was a version of Dante's Divine Comedy odd number of years ago that did a very similar art style.
Oh, how dare you?
What?
How dare you compare the fucking art style of the Dante's animated fucking feature?
No, because there was one. There was piece of shit. There was one that was very similar to this animation style that I saw a number of years ago.
All right, so John didn't finish this thing, so I'm going to step up here and start this. I will start this whole thing with this. Limited animation style, artistic, whatever the fuck John wants to call it, you need to stop. Go away and stop making movies.
I didn't actually mind it.
Now,
but I'm the other thing
I
want
to say is that you guys would both agree that I've seen some pretty stupid, dumb movies. And I've sat through all of them.
Yeah.
This is by far the worst movie I have ever seen.
Did you finish it?
Yes.
Because I really wanted to watch the rest of it. I was enjoying it.
Oh, God. Anyways, now, I'm a big Street Fighter fan. There's a couple of Street Fighter movies that use limited animation, and I started watching them, and then I just got so annoyed with it. I went on about my day and said, screw it, I'm not watching this piece of shit. This one I sat through for the sake of RFR, and I would have turned this thing off within 2 minutes. First of all, I don't use this lightly, but I don't think I've ever seen any movie where I've said what the fuck so many times. And this started in the beginning of this thing. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that kid's head? What the fuck is going on? This is like 5 minutes in. I didn't stop even when the thing was over. Did I stop saying what the fuck through this movie? Now, that being said, don't watch this shit. Whoever made it, I don't think you should continue.
I see. I really liked it, though. The parts I saw. Now, I didn't get to see the whole thing.
Are you kidding me? How far did you get? And you keep on saying you like this.
Like 20 minutes.
How?
20 minutes, half hour, maybe.
What did you like about it?
I like the art style. The story was so-so from the parts I got. I didn't mind it. The art style really wasn't a problem. The voice acting.
You like the receding hairline on everybody?
Didn't bother me, no.
Everybody. I'm talking about kids included.
Yes, I know. It didn't bother me at all. But like I said, out of everybody, out of all three of us, I'm the animation guy more than anybody.
I am a big animation fan as well. I've watched a lot of it. I'm even watching an anime series right this moment. I'm not all the way through it, but I'm in like episode 8 of the second season, and I told you to watch, and I even told Brian to watch it. I would not tell anybody to watch this movie ever. I would put Cool World on a loop for 3 days with matchsticks, with my eyelids open, listening to Bach.
Not my Ludwig von.
Yeah. I don't care. I would do that. I'm not that big of a Beethoven fan, but, you know, I would prefer Bach or Chopin. And they can ruin that with Cool World. That's what I'm going with. All right? Literally 3 days rather than sit through this movie a second time. So now, what the fuck was going on with the damn cat? And that, I mean, did you even get that far?
Yeah, I always kind of wonder what the cat was there for.
You mean with the whole fighting this big-ass Rottweiler and winning?
Yeah. But like I said, I've just always been a huge animation style. I didn't actually know limited animation was a thing. Didn't bother me. What does bother me in some respects when it comes to more limited animation style is you have comic book movies that are limited animation. For some reason, those bother me a lot more than this. Did
you didn't like A Scanner Darkly either, right?
The animation wasn't, I liked the animation, it was the story that I just didn't dig. I didn't really dig.
I'm just sitting here and trying to grasp my head around the fact that you watched 20 minutes of this movie and found enjoyment.
Okay, Ryan, because James is just going to say the same thing for 30 minutes.
We're only going 10 minutes.
First of all, what the fucking child porn did you make me fucking watch? I mean,
this is coming from teleport porn.
I almost thought this was a fucking punishment. You know, like some kind of a terrible joke of like, you know what, fucking Ryan always manages to fucking skip these things. Let's just make him watch the worst thing we could possibly find.
Oh no, I could easily make you watch in something with the Barbarian Brothers. It would be much worse than this.
I doubt it.
I'm kind of with Ryan here.
If you said this is the, you know, the worst thing I've ever seen, and you showed it to me, I'd be like, man, you must have seen so much shit because this really is so far beyond my wildest fucking dream.
I have a
Here's
feeling
my main problem with the animation style, it was a choice.
Yeah.
It was a fucking choice to do that shit, to make it look like the worst thing ever. Now, I'm actually, okay, I'm a fan of all kinds of fucking art styles. One of them being shadow puppets or shadow play.
Pervert.
Every time I've seen, now, that's a different kind of play. Anybody who's ever seen shadow plays, basically, you have like this sort of opaque screen in front of the between the audience and the performers, and using, you know, two-dimensional cutouts of shapes with, you know, arms on swivels and the little sticks, and obviously you can see the sticks, but
we get it. Shadow puppets.
They get amazing things. Now, different from like the hand puppets on the shadow puppet wall kind of deal. And they can be amazing. They tell amazing stories, you know, through this sort of limited art style. This was the worst art style I've ever seen in my life. I really didn't think I was going to find something to get up to Cool World standards. Honestly, ever, I don't think.
I have a feeling the fan who gave us this movie to watch won't be particularly thrilled with our
You
review.
Know, I got to be honest. I tried to find something redeemable.
And I got to say that is the one thing about being a movie reviewer is some things are just a hit and miss. There's been plenty of movies that I've liked that James didn't or vice versa. So I personally didn't get far enough to actually complete the movie. So I don't really know just because of stay tuned to the Mad Trio show, because of things that happened. I can totally see why people wouldn't like it. I think personally, this is for a little bit more of a niche audience versus a mainstream audience.
What niche audience would that be? Ones that like terrible fucking stories? And I'm not even talking about because they're doing shit like often children, which, you know, whatever the fuck. If you're doing it in animation, it's a good story. I don't care. Nobody got hurt in the making of this thing.
Well,
the story was horseshit.
Well, very rarely, animation-wise, have I ever found an animation style that has ever made me not watch it. There's been stories, but there's been, you know, so I literally just, I'm a huge animation guy. The storyline, I can't really talk to. I was intrigued in the opening of the parts I watched, you know, and then I just stay tuned to the Mad Trio show. So, I don't know.
It was insanely incoherent.
Okay, question, like, ratings.
Ratings? Fucking, can I give a negative?
No.
What's the lowest I can go?
1 through 5.
I'm ashamed that I have to give this a 1.
Okay, James?
It's unrateable.
Nope, I have to give it a scale.
No, I'm
like,
really at this.
Not applicable?
Yeah, I gotta pull that one here, John. Like when we came, hold on, when we came up with our rating system, and I helped you with that, John. And I was very avid that there has to be a rating here. I can't rate it.
So,
like,
ladies,
it is to the point where I can't give it any number. And I hate to say it.
So hopefully at some point I'll be able to finish this movie. My humble apology for the person who sent this movie. I did just watch listen to the Mad Trio show. Stuff happened. We weren't able to finish it. I say give it a shot. You may or may not like it, but I say that with pretty much everything when it comes to movies. Some things may or may not be your particular flavor.
I get it, like, in the way that people would watch, like, what is it, Troll 2? People have, like, House Party 4 and watch it because it's a terrible movie. I get somebody trying to sit through this. Maybe that was it. It was a war of attrition that I was engaged in finishing this fucking piece of shit. Because I had to see if it was just going to maintain its insanity throughout. The mix of the...
Okay, time's up. Ryan, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for listening.
I gotta be honest. I